Om Shanti. So let's just begin with a moment of silence. And in this silence, I would like you to think about how you are feeling. How you are feeling. So how are you feeling? Not just good or bad, but try to really identify the feeling. Happy? Can't hear you because of all the... Relaxed, okay? Peaceful? Light? Thank you to God, so feeling gratitude. Anybody feeling anxious and worried? Frustrated? Agitated? Energetic, okay, good. So I think you can all go home now, right? So from time to time, it's really important to check. When I say time to time, I have actually done this exercise for 1 month and checking almost every hour. How am I feeling? How am I feeling? Because our feelings are the barometer of our life. When I'm feeling good, then I feel like living life. When I'm not feeling good, then I might feel suicidal. So to feel good is very important. Now what happens is that something happens outside and that makes me feel bad inside. So this is why we need the detachment. The detachment between what's happening in my inner world and what's happening in the outer world. Why should something that's happening out there affect what's happening inside? Now, next question. Which is the world that I can control? Right, you're all pointing inside. Yes. The only world that I can control is my inner world. I cannot control that world outside. All I can do is manage my feelings towards that world. All I can do is try and handle the situations better. But I cannot control it completely. And so this is why we need meditation. I'm biased to meditation because I know that's the only thing that works. So I've been asked to share some of my thoughts, then we'll do a bit of creative meditation, and then I'm happy to take some question answers, and we are together till 7 o'clock. So let's talk about meditation. Meditation, the term meditation comes from the Latin root, which is medira, which means to heal. That's why you have medicine, medication, medical. It's the same root. So what are we doing in meditation? We are healing the soul. So how is the soul wounded? The soul is wounded from the vices. Every time we go into vikar, every time I get angry, every time I'm arrogant, every time I'm jealous, greedy, I'm actually wounding my soul. Because I'm not living my virtue. The soul's original qualities are all powers and all virtues. So when I, the soul, am not living my love, my peace, my truth, my kindness, my generosity, then I don't feel good. Because there's an internal mechanism. Our conscience bites, and our conscience tells us this does not feel right. Yes, nowadays people give sorrow and they don't feel that they're giving sorrow because the conscience has become numb. But most of us, I think, would feel bad as soon as we even step on an ant. And that's because we know that we cannot hurt another soul. So when I'm acting out of virtue, then I feel good, I feel empowered, I feel powerful. And when I'm bossy and rude and arrogant, I know that that's not me, that's not my real self. So how can we go back to virtue? See, I see it as a spectrum, right? So you have vices on one end and virtues on the other end. And when I empower the soul, I'm moving towards virtue. When the soul is becoming cleaner and purer, wiser, then it's moving towards virtue. And then we're not afraid to use virtue. This is the other thing. People are afraid to love. People are afraid to respect. Because what? If I give respect, then what will happen to me? So for some time, the vices worked. Right? You got angry, you got bossy, you shouted, and people listened to you. So you think, okay, this thing works, let me use more of it. But what did it do to your relationships? What did it do to your dua, the blessings that I was talking about yesterday? Did I get the blessing? No. So they work short term. You can get things done for short term, but not long term. But here we have seen, and I've been connected with this organization since 1975. And I have been exposed to the Dadis since that time. And they just exercise love. And their purity becomes the mirror whereby others can see that they are wrong. She doesn't have to say it. She doesn't have to say, you're naughty, you're bad, you shouldn't have done this. In extreme cases, she might say that. But generally, the Dadis became the mirror for us. And we just knew that that was not right. So the purity in the soul becomes the mirror of truth. And so what are we doing in meditation? We are purifying the self. We are purifying the soul. And that's the only way to exercise virtue, is in a state of purity. So purity meaning, I'm not talking about celibacy, pavitrata, that's another thing. I'm talking about even keeping my thoughts pure. Benevolent thoughts, not malevolent thoughts. Not bad thoughts, not bad wishing thoughts. But benefactor thoughts. Wishing well for others. Can I have this kalyan ki bhavna for everyone? Even when I'm in traffic, even when I'm in waiting in a queue in the bank, or when I'm with my family who are difficult, can I have this kalyan ki bhavna for everyone? And if I do, that's my greatness. When I'm being in virtue, I'm not doing anyone else a favor. I'm doing myself a favor because I know I feel good. And I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but we only do things in the belief that that thing will make me feel good. So when I'm acting out of virtue, I feel good. And that's why I do it. So I'm being quite selfish. When I'm being kind to you, it's not about you. It's about I want to emerge this quality of kindness. I want to create the good karma. I want to create a good future, good destiny for myself. So back to vices and virtues. So basically, I'll just go through them quickly. So we have Panch Vikar and main five virtues, Panch Gun, right? So let's say that you are getting angry. Did you know that anger is actually a secondary emotion? Nobody is just sitting there and then suddenly gets angry. Something happens. Something is done to you that makes you feel insulted or disrespected or you're threatened, you feel insecure, and then only then you get angry. So that's why they say it's secondary. So let's say that you got angry. Now, when you are angry, you are actually trying to control something. Just think about the times that you have got angry. And it's probably trying to control the hammer, or the knife, or the people, or their children, whatever. It's always about control. So the opposite to that is to act peaceful. When I am acting peacefully, I am in control of myself. So opposite of anger is peace. Sometimes people say, if only they would become quiet, I can meditate. But it's not about controlling them, it's about controlling myself. So as I said, when I keep coming back to my root quality of peace, then I'm the master of myself. Okay, next, let's take greed. Right? Anger, greed, attachment, ego, lust. So let's take greed. So greed is I want, I want, I want. Is it ever enough? How many of you think you earn enough? Oh, good. I never get such a show of hands. Okay, so you're content. So yeah, how much is enough of everything? Sisters, how many shoes are enough? How many handbags? Brothers, how many shirts? One, two, okay. You pass, yeah. So what's enough? So this is where we have to practice contentment. Contentment doesn't just happen like that. I have to tell myself, I am content. I have enough. That's it. Don't wait for some magic and then think, okay, one day I'll become content. No. That is called greed. So the opposite of greed. So greed means that you're not happy, right? Because you want, want, want. So opposite of greed is happiness. When I am happy and content, I don't need anything else. Alright, so peace, anger, happiness, greed. Let's take ego. So ego. Again, why do I need to be arrogant? Arrogance is a false sense of myself. You know, when I'm boasting, oh, you know what, I have so many houses, I have so many cars, these are my credentials, I have so many good friends in good, powerful positions, things like that. That is boasting. So this ego is like a false sense of self, a false structure that actually I have set up in my mind. And I'm thinking, okay, I am something because of this false structure. And it can go just like that. And we saw this a lot in the economic crisis, when people lost their money. Then they were nobody. So opposite of ego is actually, we say, truth, which is self-respect. So be your true self. Just be who you are. No need to pretend. No need to put on a mask. And people will love you for who you are. So when I'm really just being myself, not trying to pretend to be something or somebody else, again, that's when I'm powerful and I'm happy and I'm content. When I've got the mask on, I'm always worried when the mask might fall off. And so I have so much stress. I have so much to worry about. But just let it go. Just be yourself. Okay, so that's truth and ego. Let's do attachment. So attachment, again, many mothers mostly say, oh, I have to be attached to my children because that is my love. But how do you know when it's attachment and when it's love? And that is, you will feel the pain. Jab moh hai na, attachment hai, tabhi dukh hota hai. But where there is love, you are free. You're both two independent souls. Free. Autonomous. So there's no pain. In attachment, there is some kind of social contract. You will do this and I will do this. Or you will do this for me and I will do this for you. And when that contract is not delivered, then there is pain. But the opposite of attachment is love. Love is so liberating. And I'm talking about spiritual love, ruhani pyar, where I'm seeing the soul. Even just now earlier, I was talking to somebody. I said, love your child for who they are, not for what they might become. Love the soul. Don't love them because they are studying well. Don't love somebody because they're rich, because they are talented. No. Love the soul. This is our practice here every day. Look at the soul and love the soul. Okay, so no attachment and love. And then last is lust. And not just sex lust, but we lust for many things. And we run after many things until that desire is not quenched. And so the opposite of lust is again going back to my pure self and realizing that everything I need is right here inside of me. Everything I need. Even if you say this statement every day, every morning, everything I need is right here inside of me. And so when I feel that fullness from inside, there's not the emptiness. Lust is trying to fill that emptiness. And lust makes me a slave, whereas the fullness makes me a master, a malik. So in meditation, I'm moving in that direction towards the virtue. And it's with every action. Every moment is an opportunity for us to choose. They say between every stimulus and a response, there is a space in which to choose. And so I can choose whether I act out of virtue or vice. And so if I act out of vice, I go this way. If I act out of virtue, I go this way. And that's my choice. So how to meditate? So in Hindi we use the term dhyan. So dhyan karo, right? Dhyan dharo. But dhyan is also attention. Dhyan do. So in meditation I'm focusing, I'm concentrating on one thing. In meditation my full focus, attention is on one point that I choose to focus on. So as you know, we practice with open eye meditation, and normally we have a focal point. Normally we begin not with Brahma Baba, but we begin with a picture of a soul. And so the idea is to just zoom in into that point. And that's just a springboard. It's not that you keep focusing on that. That's just to get you going. Because then afterwards you are so absorbed in your inner world that you forget that you're looking at this point. So why do we need that focus? And the best example we give is the laser. You must have tried to create fire at school, right? When you were young, with the magnifying glass. So you need to keep that glass stable so the sun's rays can become heated and you can create the fire. And so meditation, as I said, is like a healing treatment. And I have to just stay still, and God's light is like a laser and it's doing its operation on the soul. But I just need to stay still. Not just physically still, but still with one thought. So how long can I hold that one thought? This is dhyan. And as I focus on that thought, then think about it. As soon as I focus on that point, okay, let's do this now. All of you just focus on your finger, just like this. Just look at your finger. Keep looking at it. So when I tell you to do that, your dhyan has automatically gone from everything around you. Hasn't it? Yeah, you may put it down. Samadrayana? You focus on this, and so you automatically don't see anything behind that. So it's the same thing. You give your mind some point, and normally we suggest you begin with the virtues. So think of love and light and peace and beauty and respect. Think of these qualities in the soul and just think about that. And just keep thinking about it. What is respect? Why respect? How respect? When respect? So just churn on that one quality. And then what will happen is that you will become that quality. I mean, you already are, but you will be so immersed in that virtue that you will really feel, yes, I am this. It's not I have it, but I am it. Main hoon, main wohi hoon. Because when you have something, it can be taken away from you, right? But when I am that, it cannot be taken away from you. So then in meditation, I'm sitting, I've got my eyes open, I'm focusing, I decide on one thought, and then I start to go into that thought. Just something before that. When I'm sitting in a state of soul consciousness, when I really detach myself from the body, that's when your thinking becomes powerful. If you are sitting thinking, I'm a body, then all the needs of the body will pull you towards you. I'm hungry, I'm tired, I want to buy this, I need that. So yes, it's important to sit knowing, feeling, experiencing that you are a soul. A soul is eternal, a soul is immortal. No fire can burn the soul, no water can drown the soul, no sword can cut the soul. The soul is immortal. In fact, this is one point that gave me my spiritual birth. I came home once from school for my lunch, and my mother would make me something, and then she would sit with me and give me some gyan that she had heard in the morning. And that day she said to me, look, everything you see around you is going to be destroyed. And the only thing that is not destroyed is the soul. And at first I didn't believe her. I said, what is mom talking about? And that whole week I looked, and look at everything around you now. The fan and the clock and the picture and the table, everything has been created by man. And it will be destroyed, or it will change, the matter will change. But the soul is immortal. And you cannot believe how much rahat this point gave to me. I am an eternal soul. And that's why I say this is a part of my spiritual birth, spiritual awakening. Because I thought, oh, mom is learning some fancy things here, you know? Okay, so let us begin with a few experiments. Maybe we can have the lights down, a little music. So I'll take you through a few experiments, just follow my thoughts. So let us experiment first with the power of thought. So right now it is 6:20 and we are sitting here at Abu Road, and I would like you to think of somebody that you would like to send a lot of your good wishes to. I'd like you to just visualize that person in your mind's eye. And I'd like you to really zap them with as many good wishes and blessings. Okay, the experiment is you think of somebody you want to send good wishes to, visualize them in front of your mind's eye. And now you are just sending them lots of love, lots of light, lots of good wishes, wishing them well on their journey. And try to make your thought very genuine, very authentic, and very powerful. Because you want this thought to reach them, and later you will ask them if they received something from you. Just hold that for a few moments. Can we change the light, please? Thank you. just see their good qualities. Just see how wonderful they are. And the next part to this, how do you see them responding to you? Just imagine in your mind, now that you have really zapped them with all these positive vibrations, how are they responding to you? Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like you to imagine that in the palm of your hand you have a seed. So what is this seed? Today you will plant this seed in your life. What is that? Decide on something that you will plant in your life, something that you will do or something that you will not do. But I would suggest you keep it positive. So instead of saying, I will not get angry, you will say, I will stay peaceful. So just think of that one thing, just one thing. And then you visualize yourself planting that in the soil of your soul. Plant that seed, plant that thought in the soil of your soul. And we do that by really creating a powerful thought with conviction, with belief that I can. And now I would like you to just visualize that seed is sprouting. The seed is growing. And so let's say, for example, you did choose peace. Then how is that peace manifesting in your life? Is it the way you talk? Is it the way you walk? Is it in your relationships with others? Is it with your children? Is it with things? Just visualize how that seed is growing in your life. Thank you. Just try to imagine. And now you see that turning into a tree. So now you have a peace tree, or whatever you have decided. Now the beauty of the tree is half of it very solid, very firm, very strong, and the upper half is very flexible. So we need both. When we are peaceful, we need to be strong in our value of peace, but we also need to be flexible. So just hold that last image in your mind, this tree that you have now created. And again, every day just water that seed with attention. It's the water of attention. Okay, let's do a third exercise. So you have spent a few days here now, and you're getting an idea of what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. So now I would like us to visualize that there is a big ball in front of us, a big ball of light in front of each of us. You can make the ball as big as you want, as big as this room, or even a meter wide. Just imagine this ball of light. So I would like you to put into that ball any of your worries, any of your doubts about yourself. And also anything negative that you might be thinking, whether about a situation, about a person. Just put it in that ball. You can put as much as you want. The ball can expand. Just put in all your rubbish. And now just raise your hands towards that ball. And I would like you to actually visualize that you are actually letting that ball go. Just go through the motions of just releasing that ball. And and it's flying away, far, far away. And you're actually quite relieved that you don't have anything to do with that anymore. And so now I'm just left with positivity. I'm just left with virtue. I am a pure, clean slate. And that's how I like it. Just still visualize that ball just flying off into the distance. Very much like that balloon that we release, and it's flying higher and higher and higher, and there's no way that I can get it back. It's gone. Just say in your mind, it's gone. And now let us take a few moments to be with God, Supreme, Supreme Soul, Supreme Father, Supreme Mother. And so God is just one thought away. So let us fly beyond this room, beyond this campus, beyond Abu Road, beyond Gujarat, Rajasthan, I see myself moving away from Bharat. Flying upwards and outwards. I see the whole globe now. And I take myself out into the universe, where it's becoming more and more quiet. And I fly to my home of light. And here there is my Baba waiting for me. I'm just a speck of light in front of this enormous light. But it's a very soothing light. Very comforting light. The soul and God. The union that I've been waiting for so long. And here is God, so accessible. I can see that God is looking at me with great pride, with great love. Because the soul, the child, has finally arrived home. The soul is back, safe and sound. And so I decide to stay here. I decide to create for myself a little room with God as my neighbor. So I'd like you all to just create a little space. Just make it a very comfortable space. Select your walls, select your ceiling, select your chair. And this is where you will come to sit with God every time. And this is your own private space. No one can touch this space. Create a window in your room so that you can see God's light. All the time. We return back to earth, back to these mountains, back to this hall. To this seat, this body, and back to the center of the forehead. Om Shanti. Happy to take any questions now.
Left in my mind after these series of energetic meditations, but yes, open to questions. Any questions coming? What we will do is maybe one by one, if you can do a show of hands. And we've got a microphone here, so whoever, yeah, if you want to come forward please. You've got the microphone. You can call out your name first and then followed by the question, please. do you want to put it on, please? Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Mamta. And sister, whenever I do meditation, no, I start feeling emotional, I start crying. I don't know why it happens.
Mm.
I don't know how to control it.
Mm. Well, maybe it's new. Maybe some new experience, a new concept. But you will get over it, because in the beginning I was also having tears, but I knew they were tears of love. Every time I would look at Brahma Baba's picture, I would have a lot of tears of love. So for me, I really felt like I came back.
It will subside.
Yeah,
slowly.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, keep
Thanks.
Doing it, it will subside.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, time for next question. Okay, my sister, if you want to come forward, what we'll do is we'll probably cover the room. So next time, somebody from that corner, please.
Yeah.
Please go.
Shanti, sister. I really wanted to ask one question that sometimes while meditating, I feel like I should talk to the God. And then when I try to have a conversation with the God, I experience one difficulty that the response is not coming and I am not able to understand the signals, like to whom I am talking. So what is the proper way, how to communicate and how to get answer also? Because sometimes I feel the need that it should be like in a physical body so that I can communicate. No, only one way communication is there. I am not getting any answer. So that difficulty I face.
Okay.
But I truly believe that God is there, but when it comes to abstract thing, my mind is not, logical mind is not getting satisfied.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, this is a question many people have, that is the response I'm getting really a response from God? And actually we don't always know for sure. And so we used to actually clarify it with the dadis. We used to confirm it with the dadis. Because is it my manmat? Is it my desire? You know, when we want something so much, we say, oh, well, God is telling me to do this. When it's really my manmat. So what I would like to say is, yeah, one, get it clarified by some, you know, senior spiritual person. But the other thing also is you will feel it. And if you're really honest with yourself, you will know whether you are cheating yourself or whether it's really something that, you know, God wants you to do. So this is why I keep saying it's so important to purify our feelings and really, you know, separate this in our mind. What is vikar and what is virtue? Because the more we get clarity on that, then the answers that come, they feel more clear. It's like if you have a white board, you can easily see, you know, a blue dot, right? But if it's already a blue board, it's very hard to see another dot. So as the soul becomes cleaner, then you'll be able to say, well, this doesn't feel right, and this feels right. And then you will just know from inside, and then you'll just go forth.
Thank you, sister, for the question. And I can see the questions are coming from this session, also yesterday's session. And thanks for wearing this smiley badge, sister, on the shoulder. Yesterday's one. Okay, time for another question. Somebody from the back, please. Any questions? Okay, yeah, show of hand. If you want to please come here. Yeah, please, if you can come forward.
Maybe the next one can get ready.
Okay, until then, somebody... Yeah, if you want to, yeah, you can come forward, ask the question, and brother, you can be ready there for the next one.
Hello. Om Shanti. Ma'am, during the meditation, how long we should stay?
They can come here maybe, so you're not blocking the view. Yeah.
During the meditation, how long we should stay on one thought?
How long should you stay on one thought?
Yeah.
Okay, good question. You stay on one thought for as long as you feel it, you feel like you've become it. And so for some it may take a few minutes, for some it may take a few hours. Yeah, did you know that we sometimes sit for 3 hours, 4 hours, lagatar meditation? We are just sitting in, you know, one spot. Not mostly more than that, but 2, 3, 4 hours just. So then you are experimenting with different things. So basically the idea is that you and the thought become one.
See, we have 7 or 8 virtues. And we have to...
How many?
7. 7 virtue. Virtue.
No, you have more than that. Everyone has hundreds of virtues.
Oh, might be possibility. And I am right now concentrating on one. And
okay.
I have to master on others also.
Okay.
So how long I should stay on one and we decide to move another one?
Well, like I said, till you feel it, till you become it, till you feel that, yeah, you've had a good taste of that. Do you see? And it's not that you will cover all the virtues in one session.
Not.
Different sessions you take up different virtues, and also virtues that are related to what's going on in your life. So maybe right now you need patience, right now you need courage, so focus on that more.
Okay. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti sister, my name is Rajiv, I am from Pune. So sometimes while doing meditation I am lost, I get lost, and also I feel asleep actually. So how to tackle with this?
Mm. Yes, see, meditation is very close to sleep, because what you're doing with your mind waves is you're really slowing them down, which is what we're doing when we fall asleep. Right? When you're in bed and you think of something, you don't jump up and do it. Right? You say, okay, tomorrow, tomorrow, and you try to let those thoughts go. So in the same way, when I'm sitting to meditate, this is why I have to really pay attention to focus. Like I mean, dhyan means attention. I have to pay attention. So pay great attention on whatever thought you're trying to experience. It's when we lose that attention that we then fall asleep. The other thing also is you have to make your meditations creative. Like I love meditation because I feel like I do different things, you know, I go to different places. So I love it and I can sit for long. So you have to become creative and bring newness into your meditation. It's not just I'm soul, God is supreme soul, bus connect. No, make this relationship alive. You know, when you get to know somebody, you want to spend time with them. And then you ask them, yeah, what do you do and what and how, and you go out maybe together. Here too, when you're even walking, driving, you know, take God with you. Speak to God sitting in that traffic jam. Speak to God when you're waiting somewhere. And make this relationship alive, and you will feel that this is, you know, God's touch. Many times in my life, I know that no human being could have intervened. It was only God. That's where I have this faith that, you know, Baba is with me all the time. Like help comes along or things get done or, you know, it's magical, very magical. But you have to make it new and you have to keep it alive.
Thank you, sister. One last thing. What is the preferable way to do meditation? Like, should we keep our eyes closed or should we keep it always open and focus at a specific point?
Definitely to keep it open, because this is how we are taught. This is the Raj Yoga meditation. Because when we have our eyes closed, we can go off onto this naughty land that you're talking about, you know, falling asleep. But with our eyes open, we are practicing. Let me give you a story. When I was living in Vancouver and I was looking for work, and I went for one interview, and by then I had been meditating some, what, 10, 15 years. And I didn't get the job, but he commented how I was able to not lose eye contact with him. And he said that no other interviewer was able to do that. And that's just our practice of just looking at a point, focusing. So, yeah, people notice that it's a strength. You know, that's not the strength needed for that job, but it's a strength, right? So just keeping your eyes open and being aware of everything, but yet not being affected by it. That's also a practice you will develop. So then you're not distracted.
Thanks for the question. Please, if we can get your name before you ask the question.
Sure, I'm Suresh, Om Shanti from Bangalore. I'm currently dealing with a dispute with my builder. I'm a customer and I'm constructing a project. So builder is not allowing me to take possession of the building. So I'm sending positive vibrations, though he has done bad about. He was a very good friend of me till since a month or two.
He was a good friend too?
Friend of me until when the project was in progress. In the last, the project is about to close and he now stopped the project and he's not letting me to get into the building or operate anything now. So I'm trying to communicate, he doesn't want to communicate. It's only his lawyer is trying, lawyer or somebody is writing emails, but that's provoking me. So I'm not writing to provoke, get provoked and writing that email. I'm trying to write only positive messages, but still it's not working.
So what's your question?
So what
you want to fix him?
No, fixing is not in this fact. That's not objective.
So be clear. Be clear on your question. What's your question? What do you really want?
I want a smooth handing over of the project.
Yeah. Good. You want a smooth handing over. Good. So, sometimes, you know, it's not about meditation. Sometimes you need a conflict mediator. You know, not everything can be fixed through meditation, in the sense that it's good that you're sending your good vibrations and everything. No doubt, that will help. Okay? But then sometimes you need to bring in a professional who can say, okay, let's solve this dispute. I mean, that's why we have the law, no? The law is there to help with things like this. But the meditation will help you to stay calm whilst you deal with that dispute. The meditation will help you to keep and maintain that good relationship because you're having good wishes for him. So hopefully he will melt and, you know, not be as aggressive. So meditation helps, but you also need other professional help as well, I would say.
Thank you.
Okay, don't just sit and wait and say, I'm meditating and then, yeah.
Thanks for the question. Yeah, your name first, please.
I'm Vidhi. I'm from Bangalore. So my question is that I don't understand how the other person is taking my forgiveness. Because sometimes we, like many times, we go through bad times, right, due to some other person's action or reactions. So as per Brahma Kumari journey and what I learned here is that forgiveness is something you're doing to yourself. You're coming out of the situation. And next day you have to be happy and be normal, right? You have to start your day with happiness and be normal. But I have seen that when we forgive the other person, right, like in prior by our action, we are not fighting, we are not getting angry or anything. I see that the other person take it for granted or take it as a plus point. Okay, so that is something which is not, you're not impacting or affecting her or him. So how to make sure that the forgiveness is not taken in the wrong way or the other way? Because when we step out, right?
But that doesn't matter, right? This is about you. It's not, you don't worry about what the other person's thinking. When you forgive, right, forgive, when you first give and when you let go, you are helping yourself. Do you see? See, if we don't forgive, then we are taking the poison and we're expecting them to die. So forgiveness is about us. Forgiveness is about me letting myself go from that situation, from that pain.
But what if we are interacting with that person or so, like if it's a colleague or a family member, every day in, day out, we have to interact with them. And they are not going through Brahma Kumari or they are not going through that spiritual journey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel that forgiveness is not working. It's like, and giving good vibes also, right? And at the same time, I cannot come out of that that area or zone because I have to be there.
No, forgiveness works. You think it's not working, but forgiveness works. What's not working is they are not changing. But then that's not your job, no? They may hold on to their ego, but it's not for you to change their ego. But you will become a better person. You will have a clearer conscience. You will sleep better at night. So forgiveness is really, get this clear. When I forgive, I'm not doing the other person a favor. I'm doing myself a favor. I'm letting go. And I'm becoming lighter for it. Do you see?
Despite of whatever they are doing.
Yeah, despite. And if they don't change, that's their karma. That's their drama, right? But I'm making an effort to change. So that's my drama. That's my karma. Yeah?
Thank you. Thank you, sister. A quick time check. We've got 3 minutes to go. So maybe both. Oh, we had two of them. So can we just have one brother, one sister asking one question each?
Om Shanti. मेरा नाम निलेश है, मैं अहमदाबाद गुजरात से हूँ. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, आपका ये जो क्रिएटिव मेडिटेशन है, दैट इज अमेजिंग. वो कहीं भी अवेलेबल है, लाइक यूट्यूब या ऐसा कोई भी कि जिसमें हम लोग ज्यादा से ज्यादा प्रैक्टिस कर सके?
आई थिंक दे पुट इट ऑन द यूट्यूब, द आईटी, दे विल गिव यू द लिंक.
सेकेंड, मैंने यहाँ पे ऐसा सीखा कि जैसा अन्न है वैसा ही मन है. तो ये गार्लिक और ओनियन पर्टिकुलर कैसे ये मेडिटेशन में या मन के ऊपर उसकी विकार में इफेक्ट हो सकती है, एज अ विकार?
ओके, सो व्हाट वी हैव लर्नड इज अनियन एंड गार्लिक, दे एक्चुअली स्टिम्युलेट योर माइंड, द स्टिम्युलेंट्स, ठीक है? एंड दे एक्चुअली इनकरेज पायलट्स नॉट टू हैव गार्लिक बिफोर दे फ्लाई, सो दैट दे कैन मेंटेन देयर सेंस ऑफ सैनिटी. मतलब मन स्थिर रख सके, यानी कभी ऐसी डिसीजन लेनी पड़े तो मन स्थिर है, यू सी. सो या एंड यू नो व्हेन यू कट द अनियन इट मेक्स यू क्राई, राइट? आई मीन इट हैज दिस अफेक्ट, फिजिकल इफेक्ट ऑन योर सोल, ऑन योर हॉर्मोन्स. सो इफ यू आर ट्राइंग टू मेडिटेट एंड काम योर माइंड, देन यू टेक अनियन एंड गार्लिक, इट्स एक्चुअली काउंटर प्रोडक्टिव, यू सी. So this is why we avoid. And apart from that, you know, right, that in the temple we do not offer onion and garlic because they have a bad smell and a foul smell, actually. So it's not something that is offered to the deity. So that which is not offered to them cannot be offered to us, right?
Hello, I'm Snehal from Surat. Om Shanti. Whenever difficult situation is coming to our life, it is said that it checks our patience, it makes us strong, and we evolve as a soul. And on the other hand, it is said that your bad situation is the result of your past karma. So which one is true?
Both.
Both.
Both are true, no?
Both are true. Means, yeah. We evolve also, and we are just getting whatever.
Yeah, it's see, whatever comes to you, it's how you respond to it. When a situation comes to you, we have created it somehow. Now, what I do with that will depend on how I evolve, right?
Yes, yes.
So, again, you know, koi gussa karta hai, gussa karke aata hai. How do I respond to that? If I shout back, it's just going to escalate. But if I stay calm and peaceful, it's going to deflate. Right?
In my case, I was under depression for last 15 years. When I came into the contact of this institution and the teachings of Brahma Kumaris and Sister Sivani's video and all that, then I started making positive thoughts and all that. And now my medication is over. I'm okay.
Good. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister. And one last question, please.
Om Shanti, Didi. I'm Kajal Patel from Ahmedabad. My question is how we can get rid of our past karmas. We are doing meditation and everything, but we have done something wrong in the past. At that time, we are not aware, we are doing wrong thing. But present, we want to get rid of this past karma, that are bad karma. So how we can do that?
Yeah, well, it's a long answer for a short moment. But basically, jinhone course nahi kiya hai na, main zarur kahungi ki please aap jaake course karo. Because in that we have a very clear explanation of karma. Actually, ek do ghanta usme hum lagate hai. And one of the main ways to clear karma is meditation. Yog, dhyan, jaise maine kaha na, with laser light. It's actually burning away the past karmic accounts. तो जितना हम योग लगाएंगे उतना हमारा हिसाब किताब चुकतु होता जाता है.
बट स्टिल लाइक पास्ट कर्मा क्रिएट अवर डेस्टिनी राइट एंड वी कांट चेंज अवर डेस्टिनी वॉट एवर इज
नो वी चेंजिंग फ्रॉम नाउ नो दिस मोमेंट इज अ न्यू मोमेंट. तो जब जो हुआ वो अब तक हुआ ना.
राइट राइट.
सो इवन व्हाट आई डिड इन द पास्ट आई कैन क्लियर दैट विथ योगा. सो इट्स नॉट दैट इट हैज टू कम टू सेटल एंड आई नाउ कंटिन्यू टू डू गुड. So keep planting good seeds of good deeds.
Okay, so the present and the meditation, that only help to get rid of these bad karmas.
Yeah, see, can I just take a minute?
Sure, yeah. Please.
See, basically, we have in our soul hisab kitab, right? Credit and debit. So the soul is bankrupt. Why? Because we have a lot of debt. We have done a lot of paap. And we have very little credit. तो समझो ये आपका बैंक अकाउंट है ठीक है. तो आप थोड़ा bankruptcy के तरफ हो तो क्या करेंगे. What will you do? First you will stop spending. Right? Because you don't have anything to spend. So here we have to stop doing the negative karma. Spending means I cannot afford to create now a new negative karmic account. ठीक है. Okay. Then I have to start saving. And that means I have to do as much good as possible. Sabke saath, just keep doing good with everyone. Don't choose, don't be selective, like don't be preferential. Just keep doing good for anyone and everyone. Okay. Then, kabhi kabhi kya hota hai ki hamara kuch debt hota hai, to hamare paas ek ameer baap hota hai ya ameer uncle hota hai. Wo kehta hai, chalo main is mahine ka ye credit card mein you know, settle kar deta hun, right? So then, we have this help. We have this help from God. So God can help us. There can be grace of God. And He will say, okay, I'll help you settle this for now. But then He cannot keep doing it. Even your dad cannot keep settling your account because how will you learn? We have to learn ourselves, no? We have to learn to budget. So from time to time, Bhagwan ki madad hoti hai, but then we have to learn to manage our एक्शन ठीक है. फिर क्या होता है कि कभी हमारा सेटलमेंट भी हो जाता है, इसलिए हम कभी पांव तोड़ते हैं, हाथ तोड़ते हैं, कुछ शरीर से होता है, कुछ हमारा हमारी चीजों से, स्थूल चीजों से होता है. दिस इज ऑल्सो सेटलमेंट ऑफ अकाउंट. तो जब भी ऐसी बात होती है ना, यू जस्ट से टू योरसेल्फ, ओके इट्स अ सेटलमेंट, डोंट थिंक टू मच, कहां से, कौन, कैसे, नो, बस हो गया. If somebody stole your handbag, okay, khalas, account settled, full stop. Don't think too much. Do you see? So like I said, it's a big topic. It can be covered in detail at the center. So please do the course. So thank you so much.
Thank you, sister.